for listening to The Mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee, and as we get ready to resume the Hour of Tunes, a shout out to a few friends of the show who are dialed into KOHF-LP-FM, a part of the Florence community in Arizona, dialed into the FM dial at 101.1. And fret not, fear not, should, for whatever good reason, you got to step away from listening on your favorite local airwaves, you can get caught back up a number of ways, including mainstreamradio.net. And if it's been a minute since you've been to the website, I highly encourage you to mosey on over, because it is newly redesigned and more encompassing of the many audio projects associated with Turtle Island Tunes, Full Moon Radio, the parent company of The Mainstream, Gyno, and the Full Moon Radio itself. There's also information about some of the musical projects I'm involved with, collaborations, and perhaps it gets the wheels turning, and I'll be hearing from you with a project soon as well. So I look forward to staying in touch. Go check things out at mainstreamradio.net. Don Amaro and just a few. Also, and before we part ways, Anna Calvi and Iggy Pop. Right now, the first song of this half is the first single after an 8-year hiatus from Brittany Howard and Alabama Shakes. And the good news is they are on a comeback tour that kicks off in April. Right now, turn it up with the Another Life track, and I'll be back with you before you know it as we fastly approach the end of our hour on The Mainstream.
November 1885, 8 Cree men were hung at Fort Battleford. They were found guilty of murder in relation to the Frog Lake Massacre. They were tried in English, although they did not speak English. The children were brought in from the Battleford Industrial School to watch and to learn that the red man is now living in a white man's world.
Took the ropes and hung them high. And 8 men lost their lives. Bodies dumped in on my graves, where the late forgotten not forgave. They hung them high up in the street for every one of us to see. Our children watch in fear as we wiped away their tears. Said these Indians, they gotta learn that they're living in a white man's world. Only English spoken court and Johnny. Words they heard they did not know, but still it led them to the gallows pole. They hung them high up in the street for every one of us to see. Made our children watch in fear as we wiped away their tears. Said these Indians, they gotta learn that they're living in a white man's world.
The sky was lit, blanket of stars, northern lights in the sky, shining hard. The ancestors watched, tears from angels. The children cried, those days were fatal. Wondering spirits can't be broke, the strongest ropes. What was yours, they got different DNA. The secret to the strength is Creator's way. Creator's way.
No more hangings in the street. It's not something we need to see. Still there's trials and there's tears. Indians, they seem to fear. And we're living in a white man's world. Yes, we're living in a white man's world. Still living in a white man's world. Yes, we're living in a white man's world. I'm living.
Hey, this is Whitney Tye from Los Angeles, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
Just another early Monday morning, on my way to the same old grind, driving into town in the pouring rain. He was standing at the red light, just like every other day. I rolled my window down to ask his name. He said, I'm trying to get back home to Carolina. I just need enough to catch that southbound bus. I've been standing in the cold holding this sign up. He said, I'm begging and I hate it, but I'd sure appreciate it if you could spare a little change.
Oh.
gave him all the money from the ashtray. I wished him well when the light turned green, and he said thanks and waved at me. That night, tucking in my children, was counting blessings in my life, and said a prayer that he's all right. He said, I'm trying to get back home to Carolina. I just need enough to catch that southbound. Been standing in the cold holding this sign up. He said, I'm begging and I hate it, but I'd sure appreciate it if you could spare a little change. Remember what I forgot. I hope he's on his way back home to Carolina, that he found enough to catch that southbound bus, that he's not out in the cold holding his son up, on his way to a better place. I count my blessings every spare a little change.
From Don Amaro's A Broken Record Part 1, it's Spare Change on the Mainstream. We also heard from a couple more Métis artists in that block, including Burke Jodwin and Joey Styles with their collaboration White Man's World from the Fly Away release. And it was Alabama Shakes' Another Life, a single released in the fall of 2025, and marks the return of a great Southern band that is getting ready to trek out on a world tour. So great things happening in 2026 for one of my favorite artists. Before going any further, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope we can do this again sooner than later. Music's always best experienced when shared with others, so tell your friends and family that they got to check things out for themselves. Digitally, you can do that 24/7 on mainstreamradio.net, or, and as always, check your local listings for the next time you can catch this show on your favorite AM/FM station. In the remainder of our time, Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims, one from Anna Calvi and Iggy Pop, a great pairing if there ever was one. That's like wine and cheese or something like that. First up, though, is Aja Monet and the February 19th single, Hollyweird. For your consideration and approval, turn it up with this track that's described as haunting Afro-punk, drum and horn. Be good to yourself and each other, and as always, join me again here soon on the Mainstream.
Burning bushes pop across the screen. Threads of prayers between watch duty app notifications. Evacuate Hollyweird. Gridlock and sparks of fear and arsonist wet dream rolling down Runyon Canyon. Weather in the mind. Santa Ana's hand shivering against the window. Shattered winds, ash on the lung, a sky of blazing breath. A flame on the distance looking back, the hue of cough. The scent of tickling sneeze, it is not rain.
It is not rain.
Dry as silence in the dragon's mouth, boulevards between capitalism's teeth. A neon cotton candy cloud hovers over Koreatown buildings at midnight.
Hungry for water.
A rusted sunset. Some say smart meters, directed energy weapons, or Edison power lines are to blame. An oligarch's impending inauguration. The mayor's in Ghana for Dutty December. Neoliberal Americans in Africa on the rise. From Palisades to Palestine. An actress compares the LA oceanfront to Gaza. Never mentions the Rafah border. the cutoff of 2008 trucks. Neglects to mention body bags, rubble, or the Israeli snipers aimed at children. But everyone's donating their wardrobe to people without closets. Can a millionaire be homeless? All of a sudden, we know the meaning of community. All of a sudden, the spirit of giving is in the air. The people kindle around the flame. Nothing like disaster to shock a heart into beating. The feel-good volunteers did Reiki before they dropped off outfits for people with no events to attend. Skid Row knows how to read the room less. The undocumented avoid handouts framed in the halls of fascism. To be on house arrest with no house, just arrested. Everyone's worried about clean air. HEPA can't filter this corruption. Maybe, maybe socialism is on its way. Look at us. Look at us who took the breeze for granted. Running faucet of dreams, mutual aid. Octavia Butler newscasting premonitions from a gravesite in Altadena. The ghosts of consequence stain the air. What's the insurance policy for chickens coming home to roost? What's the insurance policy for chickens coming home? Taking. Four drunk travelers with bloodshot eyes sip on sweaty beer cans just off the corner, waiting out the downtown protest. A trans woman in burgundy crop top with yellow geometric sunglasses and an ivory umbrella shielding the sun sips on iced tea from her straw. The universe is universing. The tow truck tricksters try to boost the tires of the people. Pawns peddling for the state. Every job can be undone by the will of the worker who sees fit to serve a good greater than petty personal pocket delusions. Troops are everywhere. A country torn apart, doom-scrolling debris. The what can you do for me? Cash at me in my caption. Get over, get ahead, culture, open tabs, generation in the echo chambers of greed. A bunch of individuals who want to go viral over commentary. All caps, baby boomer text threads. No spine having. Dump as doorknobs. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Do more than just survive. I wanna be somebody too. Hey, this is Irv Wunika from Fort Defiance, Arizona, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.